Yesterday's election was good for Democrats, like Phil Murphy, who won New Jersey's gubernatorial race, and Ralph Northam, now Virginia's governor-elect. Here's Northam last night.
Virginia has told us to end the divisiveness, that we will not condone hatred and bigotry.
It was not a good day for Republicans, especially President Donald Trump. We'll hear more about that in a moment.
Yesterday's election results are also notable for a number of firsts. Virginia elected its first openly transgender candidate for the House of Delegates. Journalist Danica Rome unseated a Republican incumbent who had once called himself Virginia's chief homophobe. Here's part of Rome's victory speech.
To every person who's ever been singled out, who's ever been stigmatized, this one's for you.
And this may be a first, too. Rome is also a singer with the heavy metal band Cab Ride Home.
Roll in the name of God, this man is bad.
Rome will be joined in Virginia's State House by other pioneers. Two Latinas and an Asian American woman also won seats in the House of Delegates.
Candidates elsewhere broke glass ceilings, too. Ravi Bala is the first Sikh to become mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey. Anonymous flyers had tried to paint him as a terrorist, but he beat five other candidates to become the mayor.
Moving south, Charlotte, North Carolina, elected its first female African American mayor. Her name is Vi Lyles, and last night she told her supporters they had made history.
You've proven that we are a city of opportunity and inclusiveness.
Yes.
We can't mention every first from yesterday's elections, but let's just say one more. Yvonne Spicer was elected to be the first mayor of Framingham, Massachusetts. Framingham was founded more than 300 years ago, but just recently decided to become a city. And every city deserves a mayor.